Matthew chapter number 17.
Thank you, Lord God.
Verses 14, 15, and 21.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk tonight from the subject, the ingredients to an increase. The ingredients to an increase. Perhaps every person in here at some junction, some point in life, you have baked something or you have cooked something. And you understand that in baking and cooking, it calls for certain ingredients. And the truth told, if you put it in the oven or put it on top of the stove, after so long, it will be done. The question is whether or not you want to eat it. It requires certain ingredients to be put in it. Life is the same way for you and for me to get our blessings. It requires us to put certain things in it. Jesus begins this story by talking in essence about you can pray, but some things only come through prayer
and fast.
Now, what prayer is that communication that we have with God. What fasting is when we focus on a particular desired result. Now, fasting really doesn't have a lot to do with food.
No, it doesn't.
It has to do with the focus. Because you can starve yourself forever, but that doesn't mean that you're any closer to God.
Yes, sir.
See, what God wants us to do is that when we begin to pray to Him, to understand that there are some things in our way and that those things stop us from focusing on God.
Yes, sir.
That's why your view, your vision is so clear when you begin to go through something. And you can focus on God. Because when you begin to go through something and trouble have you, like trouble will always have us, we can focus on it and nobody has to ask you to fast. You'll just put the food aside.
Yes, sir.
And so sometimes God allows us to go through something, and in the course of going through something, God is calling us to come closer to Him.
Yes,
you see, because as we come closer to God, God comes closer to us.
Yes.
And so God will allow you to be in a place where you have to go through a test in order to develop a testimony.
Yes, sir.
But understand that every test has the result or has the desired result of a testimony, but you still have to moan through your testimony. You have to cry sometimes. See, in order for us to really know who God is, God has to allow us to go through something and we have to cry out to Him. When we begin to cry out to God, we understand that we are weak, but He is strong. We understand that we fall short, but He is mighty. And so God, a loving God, allows that so that we can see Him, we can focus on Him, but He wants to talk. The issue quite often is God wants to talk, but we're talking to everybody else. And so God sometimes push people out of your life and say, I want you to talk to me. And you think that it's because God is upset with you or because they don't like you. And the truth is God is doing a supernatural thing through you. So whenever people begin to disappear out of your life and begin to fade away, that has nothing to do with because you sin. If that's the case, God knew that from day one. So none of us will have anybody around us. So God sometimes removes people. people so that he can talk and we can press to him.
Yes.
Jesus one day was walking with the disciples. Now it's interesting because he grabbed three of his disciples and he went with them away.
Uh-huh.
He left the other nine out.
Uh-huh.
The other nine that is out, along come this man, and his son is a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lunatic is someone that's crazy, someone that just do anything. And so the Bible says that now sometimes he'll fall in the fire. I wonder, have you ever fell in the fire? Have you ever been around somebody and you got burned as a result of your relationship with someone else? See, sometimes when you fall in the fire, it's not always somebody else's fault. Sometimes it's on you. But God permits you to fall in that fire sometimes. And then the Bible says, not only does he fall in the fire, the Bible says he's also sometimes he'll fall in the water. I don't know about you, but I've been in situations where I've been in over my head. Had it not been for the grace of God, I would have drowned right there. And when you drown and you want but one thing, that is to be delivered. I'm glad that the God that we serve, he is a delivering God. You may be sinking in something right now, but you need to know that the God that you serve, he's a lifter. He can get you out of anything. Am I talking to somebody? You've been stuck down in something, stuff over your head, the bills over your head, the relationship is over your head, everything, but God swooped right in and he delivered you. Isn't it a wonderful thing when God delivers you? When God delivers you from something, instantly God says, I've delivered you from it. Now, just because you are delivered from it instantly doesn't mean that it's manifested instantly.
Yes.
See, sometimes it takes a while for you to see the blessings. They're already there, but you got to go through it. And going through it, it may be painful, but going through it, that's the process of purification. Now, purification is when stuff is burned out of your life. And I found it interesting where he says, this lunatic said, it burns stuff out of his life. It burns stuff out of your life. And so when you begin to go through something, sometimes the stuff that begins to melt away wasn't real anyway. Sometimes we think a relationship and a friendship, and we put all our faith and our confidence in a job, and then the moment that you begin to go through something, what you discover is what you thought you had for security really wasn't security. The only security that you have is in Jesus. Now, if God ever moves out of your life, you're through. But other stuff that we put our faith and confidence in, that stuff won't hold you. As a matter of fact, what we believe in, job, resume, cars, subdivision, homes, all that stuff, on that day, all of that stuff is going to burn. All you have is your relationship with God. Will your relationship with God stand on that day? Is your relationship with God fireproof? That's what matters on that day. Can it be tested? And can it be tested today? See, sometimes as Christians, we begin to go through something. The moment that we begin to go through something, we just swear up and down, we declare God is mad with me. And God is saying, crazy, I'm trying to take you higher. I'm trying to pull you up. I'm trying to get some stuff and some people out of your life. I'm taking you somewhere. And we keep fighting God, and God is saying, you won't see your blessings until you just sit down. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And God is saying, but if you just sit down and just trust me, I know where I'm taking you. If you sit down and just let me walk through this thing. If you just sit down and let me be God all by myself. I promise you that what you've been asking for is smaller than what I want to give you. We spend all our time, we asking God, God, can I please have the mortgage? And God is saying, no, I want to pay the house off. God, can I have a car that I can afford? And God is saying, I'm trying to give you one free and clear. And so what we're asking for, God is saying, I have so much more in store for you. But it requires faith. And so here's the nine disciples, and they begin to pray for this lunatic, and nothing changed. Have you ever prayed and nothing changed?
Yeah.
Have you ever went to God and you just stretched out and said, God, I need this, and I want you to do this, and nothing changed? And not only did nothing change in your life, but when you looked over at your neighbor who wasn't praying, and you know that, it seemed like they were getting a breakthrough. I know we're not supposed to covet like that, but I'm just talking tonight about me. Sometimes I look and say, now God, I know that I have more spirituality than that person, but it's not your time. It's not your season yet. And see, the little blessings that they're getting, God is saying, but I got so much more for you. And so here they are praying, and nothing happened. And so Jesus come with the three, that inner circle that he have, and he says, now, what y'all doing? You've been praying, but nothing happened. You ever pray sometimes, and then you get like me, and you ask the question, but God, you need to do this thing, because if you don't do this thing, yeah, I'm going to be embarrassed, but you too. And you throw it on God, and you try to speed God up, because I'm a Christian, and so if I involve you, you'll come and see about me right now, and God does nothing. You ask God to change your situation, and you pray and say, God, please, and God does nothing. And God, I'm crying out, I'm fasting, I'm planting seeds, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm crying all night, and I'm fasting and praying, and God does nothing. And the old joker that's standing across from you, he's getting breakthrough after breakthrough, miracle after miracle, healing after healing, and it just seems like, God, do you know where I am? And God is saying, yeah, I know where you're at, where you are, because I know where I'm taking you to. He's a lunatic. And I found that interesting. The Bible says he is lunatic. He's crazy just like we are. To think that God will leave us and God will forsake us. When you're going through something, I don't care how bad it is, you better believe. God said, God promised, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I don't care what it looks like, I don't care if you don't feel him, you got to know that he's right there. Have you ever been going through something, you didn't see the Lord, but you know he was there, and when God delivered you, you look back at that thing and said, had not been for the Lord on my side, where will I be? Thank God he never left me. And so here's the three comes with Jesus, and Jesus says, now y'all, this is just a generation, a faithless generation, that you don't believe nothing. And see, sometimes we can pray and ask God for something, but we don't necessarily believe that God will do it. And so the first thing that Jesus did was Jesus rebuked the devil out of the lunatic. Listen to me. Everything that you're going through in life is about a spirit.
Jesus.
Stop hating on people. It's about a spirit. God created people. It's the spirit man that you're at war with. And so you don't like someone for how they look and how they dress and all this so foolish shout stuff. And God is saying, but that's my child. And God is saying, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. But we stuck on what we could see and we missed the heart. That's why God loved David, because David was after God's own heart. Sometimes you gotta be about what nobody knows that you're about. Sometimes you gotta do when people say you ought to quit, and you gotta run when people say that you need to run. But you gotta press into God. And so the Bible declares that Jesus rebuked the spirit, the devil. Now, when he rebuked the devil, then the person was set free. Until we learn how to speak to the devil and the demonic spirit that is in our life. I'm talking about you saved, but you still dealing with something. I'm talking about you sanctified, but you know you bipolar too, and you still dealing with something, because sometimes you want to do good, but evil is always present, and every time I turn, I'm doing good, but I'm always caught up in something over here. And see, every time you turn, you need to understand that God is pulling you out of something.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to learn to speak to the devils in our life.
Yes,
and the Bible declares that Jesus rebuked them.
Uh-huh.
See, when you put the word on the devil, he has to leave. When you put the word on him, he has to let go. The problem is, God is not moving as fast as we want God to move. Therefore, we run out of word. See, because we can come to church, I'm not knocking you, but we can come to church and we can dance and we can shout on Sunday morning because we're cosmetic. But when it comes time to a worship service like this, where you get to hear a word, most folks don't like this. I want a word. I don't need to be hyped up. I want a word. I need something I can stand on. I don't need you to rap back, hoop and holler to me. I need a word. I need something. I need a message for a Monday morning devil.
All right, say yeah,
notice what he says.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says to them, because of your unbelief.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now, I thought that was interesting because he didn't say that you didn't have faith.
Uh-huh.
He says unbelief, which is to say that you believe but not enough.
Uh-huh.
See, sometimes you really got to just be sold out to God. Sometimes you got to believe God in spite of what somebody said, in spite of what it looks like. You got to believe God. See, you have to believe God against all odds. You have to believe God that I don't care what I'm going through, God promised me something. It may be dark right now, but I'm going to stand on his word. See, we want God to show up, and God is saying, but I need to grow you up before I can show up. See, we all want to live on the mountain without the valley experience. In order for you to move mountains in your life, you have to spend time in the valley. And the valley is the low stuff. The valley is when everything is going bad. But I still know that in order for me to go up, I got to go down on bended knees. See, the power is from down here. When I can find myself on bended knees and I can talk to God, all the cuteness gone, and I don't care what you think about me. My shirt hanging out and I'm flattening everything else. But God, I need to move closer to you. This ain't no time to be cute. This is a time for me to cut up in the spirit. This ain't no time for me to ask you, oh, please forgive me and I'm sorry for standing in your way. No, baby, I came because I want to stand on my feet and tell God, I know you'll make a way out of no way. I came to tell God tonight, I know you'll move a mountain for me. I came tonight to tell the devil, you got to get out of my house. You got to get out of my checkbook. You got to get out of this building here. When we learn to begin to talk, then because of the unbelief, everything is canceled. And so Jesus says, listen, you done ran into a real devil tonight. And because you ran into a real devil, that little fake stuff that you've been doing, it ain't working tonight. See, he says this kind, which is an indication that this is something super, something special. This is a big thing right here. This is a mountain in your life. I'm talking to somebody tonight. It's a mountain. It ain't no small thing. I ain't talking about no $10 gas bill. I'm talking about $1,000 that is past due. Stuff about to go back. I'm talking about a big mountain tonight. And God is saying, this kind right here, baby,
right here,
it requires prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
He said, you got to talk to me through this thing. Now I know you're going through something. And see, when you begin to go through something, he's like, I don't want to hear. God said, oh, you need to hear what I got to say. And so in the midst of going through something, he says, I want to talk to you. So when you pray, he says, now I need for you to hang around so I can tell you what to do, how to do it. See, the reason that we pray amiss, because we don't pray his will. When we find his will and say, God, what do you want from me? When I pray what he wants from me, when I line up like that, can't nobody stop me then, because it's not about me. I'm in your care. You ordered my footsteps. So as long as you guiding me, can't nobody stop the plan of God in your life. Oh, you can have haters, but they can't stop you. You can have backbiters, but they can't stop you. Your credit can be jacked up, but that ain't gonna stop you. They can repossess a car and foreclose on a house all in the same day. But when God get ready to bless me, it's not the credit that I need, it's the favor of God that I need. Won't God give you favor beyond your understanding? That's the God that we serve. He says this kind.
This kind.
This kind goes not out but by prayer
and fasting.
See, when you begin to fast, listen to this. What you focus on, you feed. What you feed, you have faith in.
Yeah.
Get it? If I focus on something, I make it so big. Oh, Lord, I bumped my toe. It may be broken. It never told me enough. So I just make this big issue out of nothing.
All right.
Hey, when your bills is past due, understand they're not your bills. When somebody puts you in an unemployment line, understand you don't have to supply your need. That's his job. Understand when folk reject you, that he said, I'll be a friend that's sitting closer than a brother. Don't worry about that relationship. You just worry about your relationship with him. If that relationship is right, everything else is right. Everything else lined up because I'm focused on him. As I begin to focus on him, then the food comes. See, that's what fasting does. It replaces the natural food. It becomes your food. See, because you have to eat or fast upon the word sometimes. When this kind of food won't do, say, Lord, feed me. You feed me. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes you eat rice so much, you don't even understand nothing else. And he says, I got some manna for you. Well, what is this? I don't know, but I'm taking care of you. What is this? I don't know what it is, but it's a blessing. You ever open the mailbox and you say, I don't know what this is, but inside it was a blessing? Have you ever had one of your enemies who did not like you show up in your life and bless you? God says, I make your enemy your footstool. Every time he'll do it. Every time he'll do it. And don't mess around and be crazy enough every time to throw in a dime on it. When you bring a tenth to him, and then you got something to work with, and he says, I'll open up. See, we have to understand that the ingredients for an increase is prayer and fasting. Not just one. You have to put it all together. Oh, you can bake the cake with just a flour and some ingredients, but you need an egg and some milk and some other stuff in it too for it to come out right. I don't know about you, but I want my blessing to be just right and just for me. So I got to put it all in there. I got to spend some time, some talent, and the treasure. I got to put it all in there because I'm looking for a return. I got to put it all in the kingdom of God because, God, I need for you to do something for me. Are you in a place tonight where you need God to do something for you?
Yes.
If you need God to do something for you, put all the ingredients in there together. All of the ingredients. He says, pray. Talk to me. Hang around. Let me talk back to you. And he says, then focus on me. No. Don't look at your bills. Focus on me. See, fasting is about focus. And if you focus on it, you're going to feed it. If you feed it, you're going to start having faith in it. So you can't look in the natural trying to see a supernatural God, trying to get a supernatural blessing. You got to come out of the natural.
All right now, Lord.
Sometimes your situations and your circumstances, they may be true in the natural, but I don't live in the natural. I'm a spiritual being. Don't look at me and say, that's all it is. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's more to me than what you see. And it's more to you than what the devil sees. And the reason why he's picking on you is because he cannot defeat you. So he wants to distract you. That's all he can do. That turkey, that's all he can do is distract you. That's why you keep getting up and other folks falling, other folks committing suicide, other folks turning to everything else, but you still smiling. Yeah, you may cry sometimes, but at the close of the day, you got to smile because you know that God is going to make a way. At the close of the day, you know I've been through something worse than this. If I didn't die here, I'm coming out of this thing. I know I'm coming out of this thing. Have you ever gone through something and said, listen, I didn't die yesterday, and I don't feel like dying today. I'm coming out.
Yeah.
the ingredients for an increase. This kind of devil that you're facing tonight is only going to leave you alone through prayer and fasting. That's the ingredients. So spend some time on your face, time on your knees, and some time focusing. When you begin to focus, understand that faith cometh but by hearing the word of the Lord. Have you been blessed tonight?